Time now for the original Big Band Serenade with your host, Dennis Humphrey.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome once again to another Big Band Serenade. This is Dennis Humphrey, your host and your guide as we travel back in time, back to the best of the big band era. Welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade. We're going to feature this week Fred Waring and his orchestra on the radio. Most of Fred Waring's shows are from 1947 to 1948, but Fred Waring and his orchestra were on the air for over three decades, from the 1920s through the late 1950s. So let's now go back to August the 18th, 1947, for the Fred Waring Show, with the first song being Blue Skies.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Fred Waring Show.
I hear melody, I hear melody, sparkling songs of love.
Welcome to the Fred Waring Show. Fred Waring, Pennsylvania, broadcasting from Radio City in New York. And here to greet you is your host today, Don Craig.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming. This is Don Craig, ghost coasting for Fred Waring. Ghost coasting. You like that?
I like that. You're very clever today with that.
Heard about ghost writing. Yes, I'm ghost coasting for Fred Waring. Yeah, it certainly does. I wrote it. It ought to.
Good.
Fred Waring's having one of his rare days off today. But don't go away because all the other Pennsylvanians are here, and you're in for a half hour of music that we think and we hope you like. Haven't the slightest idea where Fred's spending his day off today, but wherever it is, we hope he's having blue skies.
Well,
yes,
just
Bill?
Before you play that, this is something special today for Ben,
right.
Fred and everybody else.
Uh-huh.
B.O. Plenty and Gravel Gertie have been married 1 year today, and Sparkle is 80 days old. Don't you think that we should?
Well, that's quite remarkable, Bill, isn't it?
1 year. I mean, that was a tough struggle, too.
Well, that was Bill Bivens announcing a happy anniversary for B.O. Plenty. And who was it, Bill? Oh, Gravel Gertie. I don't follow those things, you know. Anyway, as I was saying, wherever Fred is, we hope he's having blue skies. And that is a cue for orchestra conductor Fred Tully. Blue skies. the oaks and blue skies. And now, Joanne Wheatley, who apparently doesn't believe in the old saying, wishing will make it so, sings, I wish I didn't love you so. So, go. Lovely, Joanne. Certainly was. Well, now I think the subject of romance is fascinating enough to deserve another song, the title of which could be That's My Desire. The orchestra plays it, and Joe Marine will be along in a few minutes to sing it. That's My Desire.
Gypsies play down in that dim cafe and dance till break of day. That's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine. I'll gaze into your eyes divine. I'll feel the touch of your lips pressing on mine. To hear you whisper low, just when it's time to go. Terry, I love you so. That's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine. I'll gaze into your eyes divine. I'll feel the touch of your lips pressing mine. To hear you whisper low, just when it's time to go. Sherry, I love you so. That's my desire.
Describing your desire very beautifully, Joe. The Daisy and a Dandelion desire to travel. And their destination is somewhere across the alley from the Alamo.
Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto pony and a Navajo. Singing a sort of Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by. The pinto spent his time with the kitchen flies, and the Navajo watched the lazy sky. Very, very, very did they rest their eyes on the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along that railroad track. They were swishing, not out of luck at you. But they never could bring him back. Across the alley from the Alamo in the summer, someone on his setting mode. By singing an Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by.
Of the mug that has the water drink. Of the mug that has the tie. Of the mug that has the worry. Of mug, of it is the Indian cry. Of mug, of the mug, of mug, of the mug, of
the Indians, lullaby. Engine train coming down on the track. Didn't see the engine on the pinto's back. Two engine ghosts in his little song. So long. So long. So long.
When you sing this little strain, you'll hear the singing of the railroad train. On the track that it used to go.
So long, little pinto. Goodbye, little Navajo.
You'll miss it.
Little pinto along the Alamo. Down in the alley from the Alamo, there's another pinto and a Navajo. They sing the Indians hidey-ho to the people passing by. There's one thing in their lingo's missing. They never heard of the stop, look, and listen. That's the bell of the pinto.
Well, whom do you think Daisy and her dandelion found on the cross alley from the Alamo? They found none other than our own Gordon Goodman, who's been away for several weeks. The orchestra will play My Ideal, and then Gordon will step out of the Glee Club for a little tenor solo in the Glee Club part of My Ideal. Welcome to back. Subject is flowers, or more specifically, orchids. Still more specifically, orchids in the moonlight. First the orchestra, and Stuart Churchill, the soloist, with the Glee Club, sings his own arrangement of Orchids in the Moonlight.
Thank you.
double gangs in on this one. It's something about a young South American lady known simply, if mysteriously, as the girl from Peru. Months ago, the Glee Club gave its first performance of a song called The Hill of Henri Chapelle. Since that time, there have been many requests for this song, which is dedicated to the 15,000 American boys who lie beneath the gentle slopes of that faraway hill in Belgium. The song was written by Bill Post while he was stationed in India, halfway around the world from the actual Chapelle Cemetery. When Bill came back to the States, he graciously decided to give all the earnings of the song to the disabled American veterans. Well, it so happens that this week, 3,500 chapters of the DAV are sending representatives to a big assembly in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Bill Post will be there. Sometime today, the Disabled American Veterans Convention will interrupt its job of helping 2.5 million disabled veterans to find new skills, new jobs, new friends, and new lives, and the delegates will listen while Bill sings for them the song he has presented to them. And on this, the same day the composer sings it out there, we'd like to sing it again back here. Our arrangement for the Glee Club and Gordon Berger is by Roy Ringwald, who has given reverent treatment to those words which state their message so simply. The hill of Henri Chapelle, where the free and the brave men dwell, and helpless hands place rows of roses where the free and the brave men dwell, on the hill of Henri Chapelle.
Where doughboys lie.
This is John Craig. Thanks again for coming. Fred Waring is having a day off today, and he'll be back with us tomorrow at the usual time. Meanwhile, we'll try to prepare another half hour of music for your listening pleasure tomorrow. Till then, goodbye.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. Thank you.